Welcome to the Givergy podcast. I'm Ben, Givergy's COO. And for those of you who don't know who we are, we're fundraising experts who provide fundraising technology and consultative advice to organisations looking to raise more at events and online. 2020 is a very special year for us, and we are celebrating 10 years since we started supporting charities, and we have helped to raise over $550 million across the US, Canada, UK, Hong Kong and Australia. We're excited to share our fundraising best practices, tips and tricks through this medium, so sit back and enjoy the show. Hi, welcome to our first ever episode. For those of you who don't know who we are, we're global fundraising experts who provide auction and pledging technology and consultative advice to organisations looking to raise more at events and online. And we are super proud to be celebrating their 10-year anniversary. And we have helped so far to raise $550 million globally. And we're excited to share our fundraising best practices, tips and tricks through this medium. So sit back and enjoy our next 20 minutes. Our first ever guest on our podcast is Mark Worrell, who is our Chief Product Officer and also one of our founders. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm very good, Ben. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. But 10 years, it's a very, very long time. You've made all this happen.
I wouldn't say it's just me, but it's crazy that it's 10 years. And it's a lot has changed over that time. I remember working with Swab, our head of technology, 10 years ago to develop our first version of the platform. And yeah, it's changed an awful lot since then. So yeah, very exciting.
But like you said, you must have seen so much change in the last 10 years in the way that people are fundraising.
Yeah, it has changed a lot. When we started, it was very much tablet-focused, and there's been a real shift recently to a more mobile offering. People using their phones at events. We've obviously gone global, which is very exciting. It started as a UK business. We've now got offices in America, Canada, Hong Kong, and Australia. And it's interesting to see each region have their own ways of fundraising. And you know, we're trying to learn from each region and take those learnings and share them across the globe. So yeah, lots of change, but you know, some really exciting times over the last 10 years.
Definitely. Well, that leads us on to the topic of the podcast. So we're going to be talking through three new and exciting features. So we'll start with the first one, which is turning losing bids into donation. So Mark, do you want to start and tell us all about this feature?
Sure. Yeah, it really is an exciting one. And it very much came from our clients. We hosted a load of focus groups last year, our future fundraising events as well. And we spoke to our clients about what they wanted us to build. And this was the sort of the one feature that kept cropping up. And so we listened to our clients and we built it. It's been a real change over the last kind of year or two within the product team where, you know, in the past, we very much set our roadmap ourselves, but now we are, you know, trying to get advice from our clients and trying to steer our roadmap to make sure that we build what those clients need. So, yeah, it's a great feature. You know, there's a big focus from us as a business to try and ensure that, you know, we help the charities raise as much as they can and to make sure that, you know, all the guests that attend their events participate in that fundraising. And this is a really key way to do it. And it's very simple. It's, you know, people will bid on an auction item, and at the very last minute, they might get outbid and not win it. They might have been prepared to spend £500, $1,000, $5,000. And so, you know, that guest might leave the event without having made a donation or having won an item. And so all we basically do is we have the ability now to send those guests that made a bid but didn't win and didn't donate any money a message to say, you know, thank you for bidding. Unfortunately, you didn't win. Would you like to turn that bid into a donation? And so it's just a way of trying to get that engagement from the guests and make that participation 100%.
I can imagine. And I'm just trying to think of it from a donor experience. So you send that text message and the email to say, you know, hey, you didn't win, but would you like to donate? Yeah. So when they then, you know, click the link, are they able to change the amount or even how is that amount decided?
Yeah, so very simply, we built a platform feature in the platform for clients to communicate with their guests, either pre-event, at the event, or post-event. So we have a messaging center where we have a series of distribution lists. So it might be people that haven't bid or people that donated. We have a number of templates. So it might be you want to push out a message about auction items that don't have any bids on them. And so very simply, you will select from the distribution list those guests that bid but didn't win and that haven't donated, and you'll select the losing bid into donation message. You know, as a client, you can then tailor that message if you want to. You can tweak the template, and you'll basically send out an email or an SMS. That will then have a link in it, which will take the guest into the donation page where it will show their highest losing bid. Yeah. They have the ability to change that, so they don't have to bid, they don't have to donate what they bid, but they have the ability to change it. And so they select the amount and takes them straight through to the payment page where they can actually make payment for the item. So yeah, really simple for both the charity, the client to set it up, but also for the guests to actually engage and make that donation.
Amazing. So really, really exciting feature. I think, you know, working in this industry for quite a long time now, I know that charities have always been frustrated around when they see, you know, like a holiday or various different things where it has so many different losing bids. So hopefully this is going to kind of make a really big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. I mean, we've literally just launched it. So, you know, we need to give it a few weeks before we kind of run some stats and get some meaningful data in terms of, you know, how many people do actually use the feature and how much is raised through it. But yeah, we're super excited to see how that pans out over the next few weeks.
Well, we're going to make sure that we bring you back on to give us some results. But I think this is one of the most exciting features we've probably launched in a long time, with it being exclusively kind of thought of from the charity's point of view.
Absolutely. Yeah, I look forward to coming back. That sounds good.
All right. So now we'll move on to the big one, as we're calling it, which is ticketing. So Mark, talk us through, I know this is one of your most exciting ones you want to talk through today.
Yeah, I mean, ticketing has been a big focus for us over the last 6 months to a year, I guess. We rebuilt our ticketing module last year, you know, for two main reasons. One, that the user experience, both for the client setting up the tickets through our event management system, was super easy, but also more importantly for the guests on the website when they actually purchase the item. We want to make sure that user journey is really easy. So we've also added two, you know, great new features. One, the ability to ask questions when someone purchases a ticket. So that might either be a question for the purchaser, might be, you know, how did you hear about us, or how did you hear about our event, but also ask custom questions for the guests that they add onto their table as well. So it might be, you know, do you have any dietary requirements, or if it's a golf event, what golf handicap are you, what shirt size are you. The other feature we've added is the ability to create promo codes. So this really allows you to offer discounts on tickets. So it might be early bird discounts. You might want to offer free tickets to certain people. So you can set up a promotional code that will allow guests to get that discount as well. So yeah, a lot of work has gone into it, and we're super excited about it.
Real. And one of the questions that I have, and this has come from our future fundraising events, is charity's biggest challenge, I think, as a fundraiser is they've been selling tickets for years, and quite often you sell a table of 10, but you only know the information about the one person that buys the table. How is this platform going to try and tackle that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, look, firstly, you know, historically, a lot of charities have used two platforms, one to sell their tickets and then one to do their fundraising, the Givenchy platform for their fundraising. This now gives the charity the ability to do it all in one website, one platform, one kind of trusted brand, which is great. And so as a host, I can go in, I can buy the table, but I can add my guests onto that table. So, you know, all those guest contact details will sit within the event management system. There is some stuff we're working on at the moment to improve that, so that the host has the ability to go back in and to manage their bookings, so to sort of add new guests or to remove guests. We're changing the comms that are coming out through ticketing. So as I add a guest into the system, it will send them a message saying, you know, Mark Ward has invited you to be a guest on his table. You'll then have a link to be able to go in and to check the information, check your contact details are correct, check the answers to the questions about your shirt size or your dietary requirements, and to basically confirm and to register into the event. So, you know, the beauty of this is that anyone that buys a table or any of the guests will in essence have to register to be part of that event. And so, you know, that seamless experience, then be able to go back in and to bid or to make a donation later or at the event is much more seamless.
Love it. And the burning question is, I want to ask about data protection / GDPR.
GDPR, my favourite four letters.
We all love a bit of GDPR. How does it deal with that? Because I think one question that charities would really like to know is, you know, first of all, how do we deal with the first person that buys the ticket? But then if we're adding the details or focusing on the other nine guests, you know, being able to communicate with them, how do we tackle that?
Yeah, sure. Look, GDPR was a huge project for us. We took it very seriously. We had a working group that spent over a year making sure that we were fully compliant. And you know, I guess the two key things with GDPR, and not just GDPR in UK and Europe, but globally, is the security of data and also consent. So we spent a lot of time making sure all the data is absolutely secure, but also that we get the right consent questions when someone registers. And so either if you're buying a ticket, you would need to register into our platform. And as part of that process, we ask you those GDPR questions. You know, can the charity contact you later via SMS or post or address or, however the client wants to set it up. But also when those guests are added as guests onto a table, they then will also have to go into our platform and confirm that registration. They will then get asked those same consent questions as well. So any data that we collect sits securely within our platform, but also we've asked the correct consent questions to make sure that the charity can communicate out to those guests if they want to be heard.
Get it. So throughout the process, it's gaining the opt-in that's required.
Absolutely.
And then the comms and all the singing and dancing system can kind of do what it needs to do.
Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. And the final question I have on this one, which I'm sure everybody else wants to know as well, is the cost.
Yeah, I mean, there's currently no charge for ticketing. We just charge a payment fee. So any payments that are made through our platform, we pass on a fee to the charity. We've tried to make sure that's as low as it possibly can be in each region. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about a great feature we've added last year as well, which allows the guests to cover that fee. So yeah, at the moment there's no additional cost for ticketing. As the feature develops and we spend more time and money, that might change. But at the moment there's no cost to it. And one other thing I want to say about ticketing is it does mean that the charities now have the ability to go into our event management system and really manage their guest list. So they can see who's been invited. They can manage the tables. They can move guests from one table to another. They've got very clear visibility on that entire guest list, so they can communicate out to those guests pre-event about the event, about the fundraising that's going to take place of it. So, it's not just a great feature for the person that's buying the ticket for the host, but also for the charity as well to manage those guests and the bookings moving forward. So
much more feature.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot more to do on it. So there's a big focus, continue this year. To keep developing it and make sure we offer what clients really need.
I think everyone can, I'm sure our listeners can relate to this as well in terms of the guest list. When it's just constantly changing. You submit your guest list or to Givergy, a lot of our clients will send their guest list in advance and it'll get uploaded into the platform. And then you get a call and it's been like, this person's pulled out. So I suppose having that kind of core platform that's live that everyone can use will massively improve that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, guest lists, we want to get rid of them. That's the vision. We don't like the paper, I guess, as they are, sort of guest lists we get, the CSV files. The vision particularly is very much that it's all done via the table host, by the people that are buying the tickets, that the clients don't have to worry about a separate guest list. It's all done through our event management system. And by the time the event starts, everyone that's attending the event is in our system and registered. So they're ready to bid, they're ready to donate, they're ready to pay at the end of it. So that's the vision, and I don't think we're too far away from it.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's move on to our third and final feature, which is actually one that's been live for a little while, and we've given the guests the ability to cover the payment fees on behalf of the charity. Would you like to elaborate on?
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, this is without a doubt one of the most exciting features we've built over the 10 years. And both the features I've already talked about, the losing bid into a donation and the ticketing, there is a cost to charity because any transaction that goes through our platform incurs a fee. As I say, we've tried to get that as low as possible, but we can't get away from the fact that we have to pass on that fee. So basically what we've done is added a feature whereby the guest can cover that fee. It's very easy to set up again through our event management system that you can turn on the feature. The charity has the ability to change the messaging, so you can kind of make sure that the ask is how you want it to be positioned. It may be you want to ask, will you cover the payment fee? It may be you want to say, will you cover the service fee? You have the ability to kind of customize that. So, but the key thing is that when the guest goes to their checkout page and they have a list of all the items they need to pay for, there's a very simple question saying, would you like to cover the payment fee? And there's a little tick box which they can tick. And it says how much that how much that fee is, and it basically just gets added onto the amount and put into their basket when they actually make their payment. So yeah, it's super easy to set up and really clear for the guests when they make their payment.
Amazing. And the one we love is the stats.
Yeah.
How's it performed so far?
Look, amazingly. It's, you know, we launched it about 6 months ago. We've run stats recently. 81% of the guests across the globe cover the fee. On average, that's about £600 in the UK that's saved for the charity. That's, you know, my maths isn't great, but over sort of $750 per event that's saved. And, you know, in total over those 6 months, we've saved charities over $200,000 in payment fees. So, you know, there's a vision of ours. We're not there yet, but there's definitely a vision within the business to, you know, to make giving free. As I say, we're not there yet, but we're edging closer towards it. We're doing whatever we can to make sure that you know, people that give, we don't have to charge the charities for that giving via payment fee. So yeah, it's been a great success, and one we're very proud of. And any way we can save the charity money,
we will. And I think, you know, one thing I love about this feature is I've really noticed this over the last couple of years, is that, you know, we are changing the way that we purchase things, and a lot of foundations and charities and different websites are automatically asking you to pay the payment fee. So I think maybe that is why it's been so successful and so many people are opting in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, certainly I know the UK, there are concerns around, you know, are we allowed to do this? But it's an optional tick box. It's absolutely fine to say, are you prepared to cover the fee? It's not a mandatory, you must pay it. So yeah, and as you say, there are more and more, you know, charity finance platforms that are starting to do this. But yeah, it's an exciting feature.
Well, I think to sum up these three features that we're talking about today, for me, the one word would be game-changing.
Yeah, we always try and change the game. You know, we're trying to stay ahead of technology, you know, ahead of the competitors, and, you know, keep developing. We've got a great product team here, and, you know, we're always, you know, trying to innovate and bring in new ideas and listen to our clients. So yeah, long may that continue.
Definitely. And as I said at the start, we're going to bring you back on in the next few months to look at the results of the features that we talked about today, and of course talk about the next round of features that I'm sure you and your team are going to be working on as well.
I look forward to it, Ben.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries.
So that's it for today, but on our next episode we will be inviting a very special guest, Stephen Mallett. He's an independent fundraising expert based in Australia and the US, and he's going to be sharing ways to avoid the mistakes that fundraisers can make when planning an event. We really hope this episode has been informative. The topics covered are all designed to make your life easier and your fundraising successful. We'd love to hear your thoughts, so please do get in touch at podcast@givergy.com. And if you would like to suggest a topic, please do. But don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to listen in to our next episode. Thank you.